The Old City of Jerusalem had a large stone structure now known as the Stepping Stones. They were about 120 feet high. It was a curved structure, like one side of a pyramid, plus there were additional fortifications of stones weighing many tons. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, we read about how David takes it. Now, these stones could have been there for a century or two before David ever came to conquer. The Jebusites were certain that they were safe and taunted David. There were various tunnels and ways in, and Joab made use of one to invade the city. Now, archaeologists disagree as to the number of inhabitants in Jerusalem at that time. Some say there were just 2,000, others as many as 5,000 people living there. Nevertheless, the Jebusites felt that they could ridicule David, saying that he wouldn't be able to take their stronghold on the hillside. The Egyptians' Amarna letters suggest that Jerusalem, centuries before David, was an important city in the area. And for centuries, the Jebusites had successfully lived in Canaan. Israel had not been able to unseat them. Now a new day was dawning. A new king was coming. A warrior king had arrived. Saul's palace had been a few miles away from here, so David would have known of the area well. He not only wished to make this his capital, but also for the centre of worship for the Lord. The last desire, making it a place of worship, was only to be partially fulfilled during his lifetime. Some of the towns in Israel, such as Bethel, Hebron, or Shechem, had meanings for the patriarchs over many centuries. This was to be a new era. Jerusalem was to be the place to which the Israelites would look back and consider it as the embodiment of all that they held dear, both for their nationhood and their spiritual centre. In Psalm 137, the captive's despondent song says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion." And in verse 5 following it, it says, "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning." It was to them the centre of their universe. When Jesus came, he brought in another new era. He spoke to the Samaritan woman by the well, pointing out that it was not going to be on Mount Gerizim, nor in Jerusalem, where they would worship. He said to her this, "Indeed, the time is coming, and it is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for people like that to worship him. God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." If only the crusaders of those centuries ago had realized that the true center of worship for God was not Jerusalem, they would not have gone on futile crusades, killing and destroying all that went before them. And the trouble is, it could be that even today, Christians are placing too much emphasis on places rather than on people. For the heart of the people to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. The Lord bless you today as you worship him. Amen.